Hi, I'm Pete McCall, and welcome to this episode of All About Fitness. This episode is going to be a quick fit tip. Now, normally quick fit tips are just a little bit of information that I share with you. I share a little bit of research, or I share kind of a training technique or a little bit of background. But on this quick fit tip, I am doing something different. It is an interview, but this time I'm doing an interview with Greg Nigro. Greg is one of my colleagues with TerraCore. Greg is actually the one who recruited me to work with TerraCore and develop education for them. Greg is one of the founders of TerraCore. That's one of the sponsors of All About Fitness. He's become a good friend over the last few years, and we just had something really exciting happen. We got the TerraCore on Shark Tank. Maybe you saw that. Maybe you didn't. I teased it in the last episode of the podcast, but on November 17th, 2019, Greg Nigro was featured on the Shark Tank with the TerraCore. Now, I helped with the process. I helped the application process. I was involved. And when we decided to, you know, Greg decided, you know, we're putting together the thing for the show, Greg was the one that did all the work. And if you listen to the podcast at all, guess who's a little bit of a geek? Yeah, that's me. I'm the one, if you need to know information about how any type of exercise affects any part of your body, if you want to know the minutiae of exercise, hey, guess what? I'm the guy you called. But you have to understand, you know, I'm not the person you want up there. If you only have 90 seconds, if you have a 90-second chance to make an elevator pitch that could change the course of your life, if you need that elevator pitch to have the detail about exercise, I'm your guy. But if you need that elevator pitch to pop, if you need to have an impact right away, and you're doing it on a national platform like the Shark Tank, well, when you hear the interview, you'll understand why Greg was the absolute right guy to do that. So I had no problem stepping back. And that's something I want to kind of remind people, that no matter what you're doing in life, no matter what, whether you're in fitness, no matter what you do, what your job is, what other things you do, take a look around and think about it. If there's somebody else that can do something better than you, let them. Like in this case, what I want you to listen to this interview, I knew all along that Greg was the best person to pitch, you know, pitch our product on the show. I had absolutely, was I a little bit, you know, would I have liked to have been on the show? Absolutely. But bottom line is we needed to promote the product, and Greg was the best person. So as you listen to the interview today, I want you to hear that. I want you to hear the fact that when it comes to whatever project you might be working on or whatever work you have, it's not all about you. It's about the best person for the job. In this case, our goal was to try to get as much, you know, try to get as much attention or try to get as much publicity for TerraCore as we could. Greg was the right guy for that. And you'll hear why as we go into this interview. So with that, you know, I'm not going to do an ad for, you know, because normally one of the ads I run is TerraCore. So we're going to talk about TerraCore today. And Greg Nigro, one of the founders of TerraCore and the VP of sales for the company, is going to talk us through how we got the TerraCore on Shark Tank. And he's going to give some advice. If you have a killer fitness product, if you've been thinking about applying to Shark Tank for something that you're working with, Greg's going to give you a little advice on how you can do that too. I'm Pete McCall, the All About Fitness podcast, speaking with Greg Nigro, one of the founding partners of TerraCore. You've heard TerraCore advertising All About Fitness for a long time now, actually since the beginning, and that's because of Greg. Greg, how'd you get involved with TerraCore in the first place?
Oh, man. Well, that's a long story. So I met my partner years ago, and we kind of met through one of the dealers in Salt Lake City. So we had a mutual acquaintance. My partner had kind of some technology. He wasn't really sure what to do with it. And so we got connected, and that the rest is history.
And what was it? Well, first of all, you have a pretty long background in the fitness industry. You and mm-hmm. I, you know, we've kind of had parallel lives. I've been working the whole education side. What's been your area of focus? Like what would you consider your specialty?
Oh man, I'd say in the as far as the brick and mortar, man, I am with it today. Mortar stores, you know, gym spaces, build outs, equipment, you know, training. The business of fitness is where I would say my expertise is. So, you know, what's unique about where I've been is I've been on both sides. So I've been on the operator side of the business, and I've been on the manufacturing side of the business. So I have a little bit of a unique perspective when it comes to that. And what's been like, you know, and for listeners, Greg and I have been, you know, this is kind of an interesting interview because Greg and I have worked very closely on the ParaCorps. So I kind of know a lot of these answers, but it really is for the audience. Because what we did, in all fairness to you, you're the one who did all the work to get the product on Shark Tank. Why did you decide to apply to Shark Tank, Greg? I mean, I understand why from a business standpoint, because we talked about it. But for listeners, what was it about Shark Tank that you thought would be a good opportunity for promoting a product like the ParaCorps?
Well, there's no better platform, I think, for a small business than Shark Tank. I really do. I really feel that way. And I'll give you a great example, right? So one of the struggles that we had as a small business was trying to balance cash flow with inventory and marketing. And we never had enough for either one to do it quite right. So the wonderful thing about Shark
Tank, if I can break in there for a second, for listeners, we have been building this business. Greg and our partner, Mark Equinazi, is that how you pronounce his last name?
Equinazi.
Mm-hmm. Mark, we have been building this business and creating visibility with absolutely, how much is our budget for marketing?
Here, let me count on one hand. $5.
so
it's about that. That's the hard part, right? The hard part is how do you balance between marketing and the return of that marketing and making sure that you have the necessary inventory to grow your business. And that's the struggle.
With the inventory, what's been the biggest challenge with the inventory? Has it been getting product made or being able to kind of store the product until we can sell and distribute it?
It's having enough money to get the amount of inventory we need.
And so going on Shark Tank, what was the idea? Yeah, I cut in on you there, but why did you decide that Shark Tank would be a good platform for promoting the ParaCorps?
Yeah, way to cut into my flow, Pete. Great job, man. I'm just kidding, man. But no, so we looked at Shark Tank as, you know, it's a long shot, man. I mean, it is. It really is. There are tens of thousands of people that apply to be on the show every year. And we knew it was a long shot, but we felt like we had an opportunity because of our experience. We have a great product. We have a great following. And people just are really excited about it. And we felt like, hey, you know, the timing is right. And we wanted to go for it. So, I mean, if you look at just for any small business to get on that show, it's an advertisement, so to speak, that goes out in front of millions of people. And to try and pay for that, there's no way. There's no way we have the money to pay for that kind of marketing. So for us, we looked at it. We thought, all right, we kind of put it off. We put it off because, you know, there are some people who want to go on Shark Tank. They have no desire to get a deal. They just want the free ad. Well, for us, we wanted the ad, but we also wanted the investment. So that's why we really worked hard to get on the show. And we took it very seriously. And because of that, you know, we wanted to apply earlier. You know, we wanted to apply last year and the year before, but we weren't ready. We didn't have the kind of sales that we thought we would need in order to get a deal. So it was really critical for us to make sure that the timing was right. But also, it's funny looking back now, Pete, because it was such a long shot. The fact that we got on the show, it still boggles my mind. It really does.
Well, and again, you did, we talked about this as you went through the process. So people don't understand the tremendous amount of work that it takes. Can you just walk? I know there's some stuff that we're not going to go into, but can you just walk us through a little bit about the whole application process? Because I'm sure there's a listener that's going, oh, I have this idea, I have this great product that I would love to get on there. Just walk us through a little bit about the whole application process.
Yeah. So there's two ways to really kind of start that ball rolling. One is to go to their website. And they will have what's called an open call, which basically means that they'll say, hey, at this location on this day at this time, show up. And that's what people do. So they'll go, they'll bring their products, they'll show up, they'll stand in line, and they'll basically, you know, have an audition, I believe. I don't know exactly how that particular process works, because when the open calls were in Los Angeles, it was during IRSA. And so I had to make that. It was a hard decision, but, you know, I needed to be at IRSA. So the second way to submit is by online application, and that's how we did it. So it's a simple online form. We filled it out, and they reached out to us. And then, you know, from there is when really all the work starts to begin, right? So they'll ask you some more in-depth questions about your business and about you as a person. If they like what they hear, you know, that process continues to move forward. And, you know, we had to create, you know, videos and all kinds of other things. It was a long process, and it was fun, but it's a lot of work. It really is.
And what do you think it is? I mean, because you're great at establishing relationships, what do you think it is that helps you get the product to be considered? I mean, what do you, you know, was it the application? Was it the business? Was it the fact you kind of had the numbers dialed in? What do you think was it, Greg, that put TerraCore over the top to be featured on the show?
Yeah, Pete, I wish I could say it was just me.
No, but you have a great, you are a good salesperson, and you have to, but there's all honesty, because you have to sell the producers, right?
Yeah.
You have to sell the producers on the product as being content worth viewing. So, but I mean,
And I don't know if that's worth viewing, at least, you know, for me. I'm just trying to be funny, but I think it's a combination of several different factors. And again, I don't know, you know, I don't know their criteria. You know, I'm just guessing, because they don't really tell you, hey, this is what we, you know, this is what we look for. But I will say, you know, the things that work for us, I believe, is kind of a perfect storm, right? We have a great product that people love. We've got a history of sales. We've got a good following. And I think the other piece that I feel worked in our favor was I have a lot of energy.
I mean, you fundamentally do.
When you back that out and you look at what Shark Tank really is at its core, it's television. It's entertainment, right? And so if you want to get on the show, you know, showing up to the open call, or when you submit a video and you're, hi, my name's Greg and I got this cool product, and that's what you deliver, I think your odds go way down. But if you come in and you're like, hey, my name's Greg Nigro, I got this fantastic product, it's awesome, it's called the TerraCore, blah, you know, and you have all this energy, I think they're more inclined to take you to the next level, because it is entertainment. It is a TV show.
But that's a good insight. And I think, and I'm going to ask this question for listeners, because this is important. You have a little bit of an acting background, right? You have a little bit of a performing background. So you kind of knew that going into the process. Would you agree with that?
I didn't know it, but I was, how do I say this? I was banking on it. You know what I mean? I didn't know it for sure, but I kind of had a good idea.
Well, what I mean by that is you've made, I mean, we've talked, and I know a little bit, you've told me you've gone on calls before, and you've gotten on a couple shows before. So you were kind of a little bit familiar with the process, so I think you knew how to amp it up. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I fundamentally believe that it's your personality and your energy, just what you just said, that helped push us over the line. And so I'm saying that for listeners to emphasize your point. You can't just go in there and say the product will not sell itself. You have to be excited about what you're doing, or else it won't make that much. Right. I mean, isn't excited? Doesn't emotion. What was it? Emotion.
Yeah, I believe that. And, you know, if the other piece of that, too, is if you're not excited about your product, you know, it's hard for somebody else to be excited about it. And, you know, everybody's level of excitement is different. You know, occasionally you do see somebody on Shark Tank and, you know, they don't quite have the enthusiasm. And you'll see the shark say something like, are you excited to be here? And like, the guy's like, I'm thrilled. You just kind of like, really, dude? But it's, yeah, I mean, it definitely, I think it helps to have, you know, some energy. I think it definitely helps to have some excitement. And I think it, the other piece of that is, I think you have to be authentic. And that's what, I think that's probably, if I had anything to say more than anything else, is to be authentic. If you're funny, be funny, right? If you're, you know, a techie guy, be techie. But just be who you are, but try to do it in a way that brings a level of excitement, because it is television.
Well, and to that point, for listeners, you know, as we're going through this process, you know, Greg was the one doing, you know, you're the one doing all, you're doing the auditions, you're meeting with the producers, but that is 100% why, Greg, that I was more than comfortable with you doing that, because you have that energy and enthusiasm that really would help put it over the top, whereas I have a different type of energy, I guess. And, yeah. and I recognize the fact, just from my standpoint, that I wasn't, it doesn't matter what my resume says. It doesn't matter what I've done. You know, yeah. This is about good TV. And so I really, so, you know, when it came down to it, would I have loved to have been on the show with you? Sure. But I'm saying this for listeners. I trusted you to be the one who had the energy, who had the enthusiasm to take us over, to take the product over the top. You know, you have, because you've been involved with it from the beginning, so you have the passion about it, but you just have that extra level of energy it's a different level of energy than I have. And so I recognize the fact that that's what we needed to be successful on the show. And I really think for anybody listening who think you might have a product that might be worth applying to Shark Tank, you really have to look hard at yourself and ask yourself, can you be enthusiastic about your product to the point of, you know, people rejecting you? You know, because I think that's a huge part of it, right? Is being able to stand up and just be, you know, represent what you're trying to sell them.
You're right, Pete. And I do appreciate you saying that. And I would have loved to have had you on the show. It's, you know, we certainly didn't, you know, we think that your background and your education and your knowledge is incredibly valuable. You know, you're one of the best in the business. But I think the thing to also be aware of is not to get bogged down in the wrong things. And I don't want to say that education isn't the wrong thing, but, you know, certainly it could take you down that the wrong road. And what you also have to realize is, you know, you're there for a quick pitch.
Exactly.
So if you've seen the show where it goes off the rails and it goes down a road where you're like begging the guy, like you're sitting in, you're on your couch and you're like, no, like bring it back to the sales, go back to sales. And the guy's just focused in on something that's important, but not in the grand scheme of things. Like, again, education is important, but, you know, to the sharks, hey, you know, so you have, you have these great credentials with, you know, ACE and NASM. Wonderful. That's all they need to know. They're happy. What they really want to know is about sales. They want to know about marketing. They want to know how they're going to make their money back.
Exactly.
And so, again, education being important, but not for us, at least on the Shark Tank, not where we wanted to spend the majority of our time. Right. We wanted to say, hey, here's how you're going to get your investment back.
And to cut in for listeners, that's what I recognize, because they don't want to sit there. They don't want to talk about bogged down about blah, the physiology, why the benefit. You know, that's boring. That's not good content. That's not good TV. So I recognize that. If you had me there, then you got to ask me a stupid question and I'm going to bore people with some kind of stupid physiological answer. So I completely but I'm saying that for listeners, you can have the best product in the world, but if you are not an innate salesperson, like Greg, you are a phenomenal salesperson, and you know this. I've told you this. You know, for listeners, when I first met Greg, I thought that he was just a sales guy. But you said earlier, when you're talking about earlier, the important thing is having passion and caring. It was after we met for the second or third time that I really got that sense that you care, that you really are trying to help people. That people have to realize that that's what a sales professional does. A sales professional is trying to help people by giving them a product that's going to fill a need. And so when I saw what we were trying to do, I'm like, that's not my environment. If we're trying to work with a group of investors that were looking at it from a scientific standpoint, then you would need me there. But we're talking, you're looking at a group of investors from an entertainment standpoint. So that wasn't my, that was not my strong suit. So I was more than happy to let you, you know, I was more than happy to not be involved because number one, I wanted us to win and you were the best person to play that role. You're the quarterback. You're the Tom Brady for this project.
Tom Brady.
I'm sorry.
I think you meant Patrick Mahomes.
I meant
you know I'm a Chiefs fan.
I meant injury free Patrick Mahomes. The only reason why I didn't put Mahomes up there is with the kneecap. I don't want to make you starting quarterback, Greg, with an injured kneecap. Now to wrap up, because a lot of fitness professionals do listen to this podcast, what is the most important thing in your point of view with your experience in sales? What's the most important thing for a salesperson to do? Like, it's not about making this, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, it's not about making a sale, but what's the most important thing that a salesperson can do in any situation?
You mean not just for Shark Tank, but just in general?
In general, for in any situation.
Well, so for me, you know, I believe it's, you've got to have passion, you've got to be authentic, you've got to work hard. You know, and I think for me, I boil everything down into three things. It's really, for me, it's pretty simple. I live my life, not just my business career, but my personal life by three things. And the first thing is do the right thing. We all know what it is. Sometimes it's hard to do because, you know, money may be involved, you know, emotions could be involved. But if you always do the right thing, your conscience will never bother you. And nobody can ever really say anything negative about you, right? So I always try to do the right thing. And so as a salesperson, you know, what is the right thing to do for the client? The second thing that I do, number two, is let people know or show them that you care, right? So do the right thing, let people know that you care. And you can do that in a lot of different ways too. You can do that verbally. You can do that by action. There's a lot of different ways that you can show someone you care. You can be, you can, if you have an appointment, being early, you know, don't be late, you know, showing somebody respect for their time as an example. That is showing somebody that you care. And I think the final piece, and this is hard for a lot of people, is making sure that people care about you in return. And that's the hard part. And as a salesperson, that's definitely something that you want to learn, because sometimes you're going to have clients that are going to grind you and they're going to beat you up. And what they're actually doing is showing you that they don't care about you. And so you end up wasting an exorbitant amount of time dealing with somebody who really doesn't care about you. And so I've worked really hard to do the right thing, show people that I care, but I also, you know, when somebody shows me that they don't care about me in return, I don't need to waste my time with them. And that's a hard thing to do, because a lot of salespeople just want to sell as much as they can, wherever they can. And I understand that. I do. But that's kind of how I run. That's how I do things, Pete. You know, those three things, that's how I live it.
And that's really important. I like the fact that you want people to care about you. And the one other thing that I want to add to that, if I can, and because I've seen you in action for a few years now, is you ask great questions. You know, how important is that question asking process for you to learn about whether the customer is a gym or whether the customer are the producers at the Shark Tank? How important is it for you to ask the right questions?
It's critical. I mean, if you don't ask the right questions, how can you provide somebody the right solution? And if you don't provide them the right solution, are you really showing them that you care?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. It brings it back to it. Now, to wrap up, if anybody listening wants to, they know they got the killer product, they know they got the killer thing besides the TerraCore, and they want to go through and they want to go through. Do you recommend? I mean, it's been a laborious process. I know it took months to be able to go from application to get in on the show. But is that a process you would recommend to somebody? And what would your advice be to a listener who wanted to go down that road?
So just let me clarify that question. So when you say process, are you saying do I submit online or do I go to the open call?
Just in general, the whole process of whether they submit online or whether they go to the open call, just your overall experience with Shark Tank is that something you would recommend that somebody pursue?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Because you may learn a lot through the process, even if you don't get on the show, right? You may start to understand, oh, well, yeah, I have a gap in my business here, right? Or the perception of my product isn't what I thought it was. Now I can, you know, kind of recreate things and maybe, you know, go in another direction. But yeah, I mean, I would totally, like, if anybody's interested, they've got a small business and they think that their product or their service, you know, is worthy of an investment by one of the sharks, I would say absolutely go for it, man. I will tell you that the process in and of itself has been difficult. It all takes up a lot of time and a lot of energy, but at the end of the day, totally worth it. And I don't even think that at this point, because the show hasn't aired yet, I'm actually even understanding the total ramifications of how big this could be. But just as is, and the response that we're getting online after we announced that we're getting on the show has been tremendous. So I always say 100%, go for it.
And that's kind of, I think you and I have that same attitude, which is one of the reasons why I like working with you. And that's my attitude, is you're always going to miss the opportunities you don't take. I'd rather go for something and not succeed than to sit around on the fence wondering what if. And I think that attitude has helped me, and I know it's helped you. So how can people follow TerraCore? Because I know things are going to change. I have it all over the show, so it doesn't really matter. but to drive it home, because I think we put a lot of good content and we curate a lot of good content. Mm-hmm. Where's the best place that people can learn more information about TerraCore?
Well, I'd say four places, actually. One, you can always go to our website at, you know, TerraCoreFitness.com. I think the next three places that you could go would be our Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Although YouTube, we're still working on. We're kind of trying to build that up. But we do have plans for a lot of new content that's coming, and we're going to start building out that platform quite a bit. So I would say those four places would be a great place to start.
All right. And since I'm going to air this after the show, after Shark Tank has been on, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this launches. And for listeners, I'm going to follow up too. And I guess I'll let people know in the next, you know, month to the quarter or so. We're recording this in almost middle of November. I'll let people know that how Shark Tank has affected our business. So let's do this, Greg. Let's plan on touching base in a few months, and you can let us know, come back on and let us know how Shark Tank impacted TerraCore and what happened as a result. Does that sound good?
It sounds great, Pete. It'd be my pleasure.
All right, man. Hey, good catching up with you. I know we're going to talk probably five or six times later before
right?
The day's over anyway. So, but we got this formal conversation out of the way, man. So we'll talk to you, bud. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks so much, Pete. Take care, man.
Now, that was a fun conversation. And hey, just so you understand, Greg and I work very closely together. There are some days when we're on the phone, you know, four or five times a day. And then, you know, there are times, obviously, like a lot of colleagues, we might not talk for a few days. So it was kind of, I don't want to say it was challenging, but, you know, I was asking questions I already knew the answers to. So I was trying to do that in a way that I wanted to. One of the things I'm trying to do with this podcast is I'm trying to peel back the curtain a little bit about how the fitness industry operates. And I know a lot of people, you know, the fitness products are perfect for Shark Tank, right? Because a lot of people will go exercise, and a lot of people have ideas for products, you know, like the TerraCore. The TerraCore was created by somebody not even working in fitness. That's why they came to Greg to help get in the fitness industry. And Greg brought on somebody like me. My focus is on programming and education. Greg's focus is on sales. The guy who created the TerraCore is an industrial designer and engineer. So he had an idea for something based on engineering. He went to Greg. Greg knew how to sell product, but Greg needed programming, so Greg came to me. This is the role of a team, folks. This is why we work in teams. This is why we work in groups. You know, is because we are much stronger when we're working with a team than when we're working independently. Yeah, it's been one of the challenges I've been having with this podcast. That's why there's a little bit of a gap. You know, I do this podcast. I do have a team at IDEA. IDEA is a fitness association of trainers. IDEA is helping me with the podcast, but primarily distribution. So what I'm trying to do as I've moved and as I'm getting set up in a new studio, what I'm going to be trying to do with All About Fitness is trying to expand my team. Because I do a great job of interviewing. I do a great job. I think I do a good job of interviewing. I think I do a good job of trying to get content that you listeners want to listen to. And I'm in the process right now of trying to expand my team so I can get somebody to help me with email, so I can get somebody to help me with the marketing, so I can get somebody to help me with sponsorship. Because thanks to you, and I really mean that, listeners, thanks to you, we're doing really well right now with All About Fitness. Yo, I'm blown away. I want to say thank you for those of you who've written me notes with some very, very kind words. I want to say thank you to those of you who've been posting up the reviews. All that means a lot. Now, in my response to you, it's going to be my job to step it up and try to bring on one or two more members of my team so we can expand. My goal is to try to put out 6 or 7, shows a month. I want to do one interview a week and try to have 2 or 3, quick fit tips. This was supposed to be a quick fit tip, but it's becoming a little bit long now. But I'm trying to do at least one interview a week and trying to get out 2 or 3 quick fit tips a month. So, but I also am doing other work because I haven't made the podcast revenue positive yet. But going into a new year, if you're listening to this in 2020, I'm recording this in November of 2019. My goal for 2020, one of my goals professionally, is to make All About Fitness revenue positive. So you might be seeing a few changes as we go forward. That's not going to take away from the listener, from the listening experience. I am still going to be trying to bring in high quality interviews, and I got some killer interviews lined up. Now, I'll be going down 1 or 2 threads that are a little more, I guess, personal to me. But as we go through that, you'll listen and you'll hear and you'll see why. But I'm really I'm fired up. I'm fired up for what's going to be happening with All About Fitness. I'm fired up by the response I've been getting. So thank you to listeners. I'm fired up looking ahead into 2020, knowing that I'm having more of an opportunity to bring you different podcasts. And remember, the whole point of this podcast, folks, if you're listening to All About Fitness, I'm trying to bring you information about how exercise can enhance your quality of life. And if you do it right, you've heard me talk about this a lot of times. If you do it right, exercise can slow down the aging process. That's true. Look around. If you listen a few episodes back, look up Dr. Scott Trappe. Dr. Scott Trappe is a lead researcher. He's the head of the exercise science lab at Ball State University. And last year, Ball State published research showing that they published research, and you can go back. I really invite you to go back and listen to the episode. I'll put a link below in the show notes with Dr. Trappe, because Ball State published research showing that people who've been exercising for 50 years have muscle physiology similar to people 50 years younger. So Ball State's research shows that the right type of exercise can help slow down aging, especially when it comes to how your muscles function and how they operate. I'm going to have that down below in the show notes, and I'm going to have a lot more content like that coming forward. So if I know I took a few weeks off All About Fitness, I consider that my little fall hiatus. So I am back at it. I got some killer content coming out. Hopefully you caught the TerraCore on the Shark Tank. That was a little bit of an inside ball game, so you could hear how we got the TerraCore on the Shark Tank. Keep looking out for 2020. We got some killer plans on how we're going to expand All About Fitness for 2020. As I said, I'm trying to expand my team. So you're going to be seeing some phenomenal stuff from us coming forward. So as always, if you want to get a hold of me, Pete@PeteMcCallFitness.com. I owe a couple of you emails. I recognize that, and I will catch up on that. I do promise that. As I'm getting settled into my new digs, I'm getting caught up on all the work I haven't been doing, and those emails qualify. So I really, Pete@PeteMcCallFitness.com. Please email me if you have any ideas, feedback for the show. And you can always, always catch me on Instagram, PeteMcCall_fitness. That's @PeteMcCall_fitness on Instagram. So thank you for stopping by. Really, I mean it. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. And I really look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.